Patriots game. They currently lead Green Bay 7-3 late in the first quarter. Next up, it's Twilight Showcase, followed by Bill Clark's Music Heaven. Stay tuned to WATD.
Welcome to Twilight Showcase Radio, hosted by singer-songwriters Sandy Stride and Keith James from Another Midlife Crisis, featuring dynamic New England and national songwriters, engaging performances, and moving backstage interviews.
This is Sandy Stride. Thank you so much for joining us this evening on Twilight Showcase Radio. Well, I've been looking forward to this evening for quite some time. We have our Who Cares Election Day special tonight. What kind of a country do you want? And we're going to explore that through some fantastic songs with our wonderful featured artists this evening. And we might also get them to chat a little and let us know what's in their heart as well. And, of course, we welcome our Twilight Showcase radio audience on 95.9 WATD, 959WATD.com, and WMEX, 1510 AM in Boston. You can also watch our show this evening and see all the great live guests that we have by going to Facebook Live. And the shortcut to find my page where you can see that Facebook Live is just go to twilightshowcase.org. That's T-W-I-L-I-G-H-T, showcase.org. And you will see us there on Facebook Live. And, of course, you can share it to your own page and watch it over and over again all week. And then you'll get to see our featured artists, which include tonight Colette O'Connor. Good to see you again, Colette. Thank you so much. I know you have a very busy schedule. We appreciate you coming out here to our remote studio in Plymouth.
Hello, hello.
You've got some great songs for us this evening, and we appreciate it. She's already done a preview on Facebook Live, and it's going to be good. And right next to her, we've got Mike Doyle. Always a pleasure with your beautiful voice. Someone earlier, and I agree, said you have velvet smooth voice. Totally agree.
Well,
and
thank you.
We'll get John Oliver up soon on stage, and Keith James is at the board. And Keith, you're going to air a song that's particularly poignant for this evening.
Yes, Too Close to Call.
It's one I wrote.
That was you wrote, yeah.
A bit of a satire, but it relates to all of the voting issues that are going on.
That's for sure.
And the lighter side of it. So that should be fun. Got Brendan Connolly? Brendan, I'm blanking on your last name. Brendan is at WATD, holding down the fort. Good to be working with you again, Brendan. How are
Good
you
to be
tonight?
With you guys, as always.
All right. And you tell everybody your last name so I don't mess it up.
It's Connolly.
Oh, I got it right. All right. I think that we got everybody because we are ready to go. Because tonight, powerful singer-songwriters in search of the American dream with more passion and purpose right here on Twilight Showcase Radio. Speaking of the American dream, we kind of borrowed Mike Doyle's song, your big one, right? Your big hit, your dream song.
Just a Dream.
Just a Dream, and that's on your new CD?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
We're using that in a different way tonight, and because it, in a way, it does relate to the way we feel, some of us feel about the American dream as well, kind of in search of it. Did you want to share any of your thoughts first, or would you like to sing first and then share some of your thoughts?
I didn't realize I was doing that song first, so I got to grab the guitar.
That's okay. You take your time. And in the meantime, we'll chat with Colette for a bit since she's on stage.
I'm here.
Yeah. You're going to be doing a song in just a few minutes that you wrote. Did you... You had some I think very... thoughts that I think a lot of people maybe be able to relate to about how you're feeling about the country at the moment and
why
it's so important to vote.
I'm excited to vote.
You're here. You want to get just a little closer to that mic. Yeah, go ahead.
My youngest son is 18, and we've been doing our homework on the questions and the candidates. So we're really, really excited. We went out and talked to people and formed some opinions, and it's just an exciting process. It's exciting to bring someone new into the process, and you know, some people aren't really into it, but I think getting out there and voting is something that I'm really excited about doing. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
All right.
And raising a young man who's interested in doing the same thing is nice to have company.
Here, here.
He can make his own mind up, and we don't have to agree on everything, but it's good to be part of the process.
You know, that reminds me of something I heard, and I was horrified to hear that there are still people in this country, when you said make up your own mind, who have to... one woman said that she would go in and kind of hide what she was voting, the way she was voting, because it was different from what her husband wanted. And I think we're going to do a little public service announcement right here and now and say that there's a reason there's a voting booth.
Sure, it's nobody's business.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody's business.
And that's one of the things that's protected still in our country, that you can vote for anybody you want, and no one, including your husband or your wife, should be telling you how to vote. So that's why there's a voting booth, right? All right. We will talk more with Colette and hear some of her songs soon, but let's get to Mike, you want to play the song, and then we'll see what's in your heart a little bit too, okay?
Okay.
Just a dream.
It's a Dream.
Thank
Mike
you.
Doyle.
Thank you very much.
From his new CD. Tell everybody what your new CD is called.
Box Full of Memories.
And it's hot and off the presses, right?
Yes. Finally, after writing songs for 40 years, I, with the help and...
Talk right into that mic.
With the help of Colette, Joe Clapp, and Sandy and Keith for really giving me lots of confidence to keep going forward. So I'm very happy and proud of the CD. And there's a couple of songs that are 35 years old that never got recorded, really, you know, and... Box Full of Memories is just a few months old. That was earlier in the year, and every a bunch of songs in between. And I'm just thrilled about it, and looking forward to starting on the second CD. Actually,
and you have a performance coming up soon.
Yes, the Catbird Cafe. I'll be the feature. I believe it's November 18th. It's Saturday night. So and that's the. I haven't played out in a little while, but I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we're very grateful to you, Colette, for bringing Mike to us. So.
Oh, everybody should come here if they've got a voice to share. It's a great place. You guys are very supportive.
Hear, hear. So we're going to take a little bit of a look at how some of us feel just in our hearts and kind of some of the things we want to keep in mind. Some of the things that we want to keep in mind when we get into that voting booth, no matter which candidates you're supporting, if there are things going on in the country that you're happy about, then certainly vote in support of those candidates. If there's things you're not happy about, then you might want to vote candidates that are not currently doing what you're not happy about. Did I say that right?
I think that's what voting's all about, though.
Yeah, you got it.
So before we get to Colette's song.
It's a little strange, but you did it.
I promise that now that we're on at 9 to 10, you're going to hear more Sandy-isms.
Oh, good.
That's right.
My own special language. Few things that we were kind of talking before we went on the air about some of the things that are going on that are frustrating us and sort of in conflict with the way we were raised and the way we feel the world should be. Mike, did you want to share a little bit of that, just how you were feeling about that?
Basically, I've been talking about it recently a lot, just all the hatred and horrible things that are going on in the world. And like I was saying earlier, when I grew up, my parents were extremely peaceful people, and I never heard them put anybody down. I don't think ever in my life they could be frustrated with certain things on the news or this or that, but it's just that's the way we were raised, and I just really can't understand how people can be so hateful to some of the things that's going on recently. And not just recently, for a good amount of time, it seems like now. And when I grew up, it just wasn't like that at all. I know things went on in other parts of the world and things like that, but it just seems like America has changed dramatically, which, you know, change does happen anyway, but... not in a good direction, and it just seems to get worse to me, sadly.
And do you feel that there's an issue in terms of the current leadership of the country, that they are perhaps not lighting the fire but fanning the flame?
Well, yes, I do feel that things are being said by certain leaders that are not, shouldn't be said. It's just not... the way to back up a country and get people behind you, for the most part, they're not saying the right things is what I get out of it.
Well, and what you said that your parents might have disagreed or been upset about something, but they wouldn't ridicule someone because of it.
That's it in a nutshell. Like I said, I never saw them make fun of anybody in my life, and That's how I thought you were. That's how I am. I don't go around mocking people or, you know, criticizing, you know, people for their beliefs, religious beliefs or political beliefs. I just
or the way they look, or their challenges that they face, or the country that they're from?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. My neighborhood in Taunton is a very diverse place, and you hear all kinds of nationalities and languages walking down. You'd be mowing the lawn. I don't even know what language you're talking, but we always wave and say, I give them the peace sign.
Yeah, right.
And they usually give it back, too.
Absolutely. And Colette, maybe it's a good time to kind of bring you in, because you were talking about some similar things.
I think my parents never talked really about anything, and I never heard any bad words from my parents ever. So, yeah, I know things change. I know people mature and they have different views, and the ability to discuss them is totally fine. However anybody wants to discuss something is great. And the only thing that I have to tell my own kids is, if somebody's giving you an example, you decide what, if that's an example you want to follow or if that's an example you want to avoid. But, you know, this is all things. We all grow up. We all learn. We all manage. But kindness, to me, I think diplomacy is an important thing to have if you are going to put yourself forward as a leader of individuals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
the greatest leaders have the greatest diplomacy.
Yeah, and I think the power play comes into, if you can intimidate someone, then that person doesn't deserve to have a voice. I mean, that's not the way you play ball, you know. Like, I guess we're a highly competitive country where we've got
some of us.
Well, I mean, we are. We're competitive around the world, but right now the Patriots game's going on. I mean, there's a great sense of pride in competition and, you know, beating the other team. But that's all in good sportsmanlike fun. I've never been on the field, though. I think they don't talk very nicely to each other on the field. And I've seen parents on sidelines. So, you know, when the passions get high, people say things. But still, it's just, we still have to work together. We're and in the end, we're all on the same team, people. You know, just for me, I think diplomacy is more of an art form.
Well, and you raised a point at the beginning of what you were saying about maturity, that people mature differently. I think that's part of what I've seen missing right now. I work with kids for many years. I've worked with people of all ages with challenges, and as anyone who's been in my performance troupe or any of my workshops knows, we don't allow that kind of hurting each other and cruelty and that type of interaction. In other words, that they're, to me, disagreeing with people and is great, and that's how we learn from each other and listen to each other, and maybe together we can come up with better solutions. But when people are just being mean and attacking each other, I don't think that's mature. I think that's actually immature.
We go from being intelligent individuals or diverse individuals into becoming a mob at that point, because one person will lead with an example, and because that person, you know, is powerful, other people will follow suit. And where does it stop? It doesn't really stop.
Well, I think we've seen some of where it's stopping.
I think
with the violence that's gone on in these last few weeks.
It's rather terrifying.
And
one of the most powerful things that I saw, I forget where I saw it, which news broadcast, but the soldier who they were all standing there with guns, and they were being surrounded by this mob who was, you know, they definitely were having problems. And the soldier with the gun just knelt down, just on one knee, and the other soldiers did too. And then it sort of just made that moment of, what was it, the silent night kind of a moment, where all of a sudden there was just the opposite. They just sort of had this moment of understanding. And to me, those are the moments that human beings become their best, because if times are at their worst and you're at your worst, when are you ever going to be at your best? You've got to be at your best when things are at their worst. And I've just seen so many great examples of human beings doing that. That history has just proven it to me. And I know if I can, I'll do better tomorrow than I did today. So that's all I ask. But I get outraged. I get upset when somebody's picking on a little guy just because they have
the
power.
And sometimes, and we've seen from our leader in the White House that after he picks on someone or the press, I'm needless to say, speaking as a member of the press, I am outraged at the treatment of the press that's coming from the leaders of this country. But sometimes when we hear those criticisms and the mean-spirited, and then he turns around and says, it was just a joke. And I have a feeling that inspired your next song, am I right? Take us into it.
So as a singer-songwriter.
And I made her sing this, by the way, so blame me. How's that? Feel better, Colette?
I'm not blaming because the song came out, but
it's a fantastic song.
It didn't come out to be topical. It came out because I was upset that a leader of our country could do this. Now, why? Because I've never seen a leader of our country do something so bully on the playground,
Yeah, hurtful.
And so if it was a joke, okay. People have different senses of humor. And then if there's a joke made back in return, what is it? The term is you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I'll
take a joke.
Yeah, right.
Grab a woman by her country to keep her in place. How's mean and nasty gonna make us great? Or support the values of common folk when that same man can't take a joke? Here we go. And it's a bitter pill let in the public eye to have some comedians asking why there's a smiling crocodile at every water hole. Allowed to make a joke. Take a joke. Come on now, take a joke. You wanna take a joke. Okay, you think you're so funny, how's it feel? So take a joke. National parks while playing golf, but he's a celebrity. Ain't that good enough to dish it out and talk like a dope? But that same man can't take a joke. Oh no, you'll get in trouble in the media. You'll say you'll protect us while you hide your assets for business. Loopholes because you're so wise, shaking your hands with those Russian guys. Take a joke. So funny. Come on, country, take a joke. You wanna take a joke. You think it's so funny, how's it feel? Use all the headlines, but never talk. Tweet every little thought while watching Fox heal my line. Dissenting voices by mocking the disabled on the evening news. With Andrew Jackson hanging on the wall and the spirit of Lincoln dead down the hall. That you're wondering if you'll ever learn while the underprivileged are getting burned. Take a joke. Becoming a fascist state. Take a joke. Maybe it's just a little joke. asylum seekers out. If all we owe our soul to the company store. Take a joke, Colette O'Connor. Colette, thank you. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, I just
thank you so much.
That he should probably take it.
That's you're all. Here. I'm going to bring John Oliver up, and we're going to trade with Colette. Mike, you stay because you're going to be doing another song later. But I want to let you know that Colette will be coming back on stage after at 10 o'clock.
I'll be back.
No. Well, we may get you back up sooner if we can. But at 10 o'clock, when the radio portion of the show ends, we will do after hours some bonus tracks, so Colette has promised to play something for us then as well. And John, come on up. And while they're getting settled, I want to mention something again that's really important. Colette brought up in her song the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And remember that everybody, as we pointed out, has a right to vote. If you're a citizen of this country and you have registered, you have a right to vote. As we know, and I wish we had time to go into details, but there has been a lot of things going on around this country that in many states, trying to stop people from voting, voter suppression. So what can you do if you go to vote and suddenly they say your name's not on, you haven't registered, or there's a problem? There's a few different things you can do. One is, you, no matter what, Keith, did you want to say something?
Nope.
Okay, just jump right in if you do. You can ask for a provisional ballot. That's a provisional ballot. Every polling place should have provisional ballots. So if you cannot get the issue straightened out, get a provisional ballot. They're supposed to incorporate those into their tally as depending on the situation and how the rules are in the particular area. But please make sure you remember that. The other thing is there are several national hotlines, but there's one, 866-R-VOTE. That's 866-R-VOTE, and you can call that. It's a takes you to a national hotline anywhere in the country. Many groups are joining in. It's a nonpartisan coalition, a group of people. Okay, thank you. It's after 9. ACLU is involved, Anti-Defamation League, Common Cause, League of Women Voters in Massachusetts, Civil Rights and Economic Justice, and there's lawyers involved, and they will try to advise you. So keep that in mind. We'll repeat that number again later, 866-R-VOTE. And in many areas, the same group is going to have people at the polling places that you can ask for their help on the spot if you are turned away and told that you were not registered when you thought you were. In some states, like the terrible things that were going on in Georgia, where there were thousands and thousands of people that had some slight little discrepancy between their name, the way it appeared on one ID, and on, you know, like a space, an extra space or a hyphen or something. The courts did get involved with that and said those people have to be allowed to vote. But in other areas like Kansas, our friends in Kansas, please resist, stand up to this. Just really bad things going on. One polling place for just thousands and thousands of people, and then they moved that polling place to a place out of town, out of area, and many people can't even get there, especially people who are low income. So we need to, and those are just two examples. There's lots more like that going on. So remember, speak up. 866-R-VOTE. You can let them know you need help. John Oliver.
Wow. That song was incredible. I mean...
Wasn't it?
It was just great. And talking about, you know, what's going on in the country now, and since I'm older than everybody here, I think, it reminds me of when I came back from Vietnam in 68, and I was against the war, and the newspaper that came to interview me at the Chelsea Naval Hospital when I told them that was against the war, they said, we can't print that. And here we are today fighting against people who are denying freedom of press to us or insulting the press, calling the press the enemy.
Attacking them. Right.
Well, if the press is the enemy, is the truth now then the enemy? And when you hear leaders say, what you're seeing is not real, you begin to wonder what's going on. Anyhow, when I did come back, I was hearing things said like, my country, right or wrong, America, love it or leave it. And I said, well, how do you deal with people who think that way? And it's a little similar now today to those times when I came home. And this song, I changed the song that Sandy wanted me to do. I want to do it, The Times Are Changing, because the times are changing now, but they're only going to change for the better if we get out and we vote and make change. Get out on the street. You don't have to be violent on the street. And as much as I don't approve of what happened, for example, with the Kavanaugh hearing.
John, stay on mic, please.
As much as I don't approve of that, I also don't approve of confronting Republican members of Congress or other Republican politicians at restaurants or out in the... That's not right either. But I want to just do this song by Bob Dylan.
And maybe we can get some of the other people here to sing along.
Well, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Come gather around people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have gone and accept that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time of you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the time prophesize with your pen, well, keep your eyes wide, the chance will come again. And don't speak too soon as the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. All the loser now will be later to win. For the time they are a changing. Come senators, congressmen, please be the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block out the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. And fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can in your hand. For the times they are a changing. Drawn and the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast. And the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the time they are a-changing. The time.
Thank you so much, John. Perfect for this evening. And that song will come into play again a little later on in the show with one of our jukebox specials. I forgot to mention that we have two jukebox specials tonight. One is Brother Son, which features Joe Jenks, Greg Greenway, and Pat Whitaker. And then later this evening at the close of the show, we'll have a jukebox special with a little bit of an interview that we did with Jonathan Edwards and one of his songs. The next song, Lady of the Harbor, is one of my favorites from Brother Sun. And, of course, we've already brought up the issue of immigration and people coming in from other countries. And, of course, we can and probably will do a whole special on this, but it's things that I've been thinking about, along with everything here that's been said tonight already, that I certainly feel the way you guys do. The whole issue of the immigration, I am the grandchild and great-grandchild of immigrants who struggled and left their country, even though they would have liked to have stayed, but left because they would have been killed if they didn't. And when I hear the things that are going on now, it is just, it is outrageous that in 2018 we are locking families and children who seek asylum in cages, and that the hearings that they are supposed to get are often delayed for a long time, or they group so many people together, they give them papers to sign that they don't even know what's going on. I mean, it's just one horrible thing after another. So much more to be said, but I think I'll let Lady of the Harbor speak for me.
Oh,
of the Harbor. Brother, son.
There's a different melody to play. Hi, this is Jen Chapin. Tune in to Twilight Showcase Radio, hosted by Sandy Stride and Keith Nady.
On 959 WATD and 959WATD.com.
And visit TwilightShowcase.org.
It's fine, Joel.
Welcome back, and again, tip of the hat to Twilight Showcase. Amazing program. Keith James, Sandy Stride, beautiful job they do each Sunday night. And if you're not aware of their wonderful program, tune in just prior to the Natural Health Show. It's a great, great program, again, featuring New England and national singer-songwriters, poignant songs, original dynamic performances, great stuff. If you like organic supplements, organic foods, organic lifestyle, holism, this is holistic organic music. Real, passionate, heartfelt, soul-felt music. Check it out, Twilight Showcase. Great program.
And thank you so much to to Jen Chapin and Mark Mancola. Promos that had a mind of their own. I didn't... while technically that was an accident, we certainly were happy to hear from Jen Chapin, who is in fact Harry Chapin's daughter, and we love having her come here to the studio and featuring her many times. A fantastic singer-songwriter, but also an inspiring activist, as you will see in future episodes. And welcome back to Mark. Mark Mancola, who is a wonderful natural health practitioner, who is back in his home slot, 8 to 9 p.m., which is why we are now on 9 to 10 p.m. And we encourage you also to check out Mark Mancola's website for lots of very valuable information, markmancola.com. He is saving lives and changing lives. And I did not get to say that Brother's Son features Joe Jenks, who wrote that beautiful song, Lady of the Harbor, and singing with him with Greg Greenlee and Pat Whitaker. And we certainly hope we can get them to come back. They're performing individually now or in other groups, but we would love to get them to perform and feature again on our show. That was such a pleasure. I want to get now into the next song, which is... was pre-recorded. It's a really nice production on this. This is one I wrote that Keith sings along with some help from Potentials Unlimited. Too Close to Call. It was inspired in the past, but of course, when the Supreme Court picked our president many years ago. But now, it's really still, to me, so much of what's said in that song is relevant due to what we had talked about previously. People challenging people's voting rights. So the lighter side of voting issue, Too Close to Call.
How do I get rid of those ballot counting blues?
Ballot counting, ballot counting.
We used to be able to count anyway.
The winner.
with Joe Clapp's studio, and he added a whole lot to that to help us out there.
It he certainly fun. Did. And he did a great job.
Yeah, we had a great time doing
That's
that.
That's nice. I like that. I like
Thank that. You so much. And really, so much of it, the whole world is definitely watching. And we are definitely concerned more than ever right now about tabulation botching. So remember, if there's anything going on that's concerning you at your polling place or you're having trouble with being registered, please call one of the many national hotlines, 866-R-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E, 866-O-U-R-V-O-T-E, and I will post that. And remember that you can follow along at my Facebook page, twilightshowcase.org is the shortcut. Thanks again to all the people who are tuning in and saying great comments. We appreciate it on Facebook Live. And remember to stay tuned on Facebook Live, because after the show, we're going to have after hours. We're going to have some more fun. Right, guys?
I'm ready for it.
All right. Ready. And if you'd like to hear more Keith James songs with a little help from me, just go to keithjames.info. That's keithjames.info.
Shameless self-promotion.
All right, Mike. I believe you are up for the perfect follow-up.
Where did America go? Thank you.
Our lives, our future.